your body. Your baby has ears because of you. Know that, girl. As mamas, we all have a tendency to get down on ourselves when we have bad days. And chances are, you've had plenty of them. We beat ourselves up when we don't feel like we're crushing motherhood. So whatever feelings of guilt or shame you have, whether it's because you chose not to breastfeed or because you had to go back to work, or simply because you're not loving every second of mom life, let it go. You're using whatever free time you have to listen to an audiobook on motherhood to be the best mama you can be. So you're already doing an incredible job. If you're like me, then you ventured into motherhood with beautiful ideas of what it would look like. But soon after the newborn glow began to wear off, your daunting new reality started to sink in. Things aren't always going to go according to plan. There will be days when you feel like you just can't handle it all. And maybe you can't. But that doesn't make you a bad mom. It makes you normal. Remind yourself that every day you wake up with the goal of doing your very best for your baby, your family, and yourself. And that is good enough. I spoke to an early childcare therapist about the idea of good enough parenting. She said that the goal isn't to be the perfect parent, but to be a good enough parent, which requires us to do our best at least 50% of the time. Anything beyond that is just icing on the cake. I, for one, really like those odds, and I sure wish someone had shared them with me before I became a mom. But what is our responsibility to other women as they become mothers? A few months after Tallulah was born, my good friend Julie came to visit us. I had just emerged from the haze of the fourth trimester and was finally fit for company, both mentally and physically. We sat around the kitchen table while Tallulah napped, and Julie confided in me that she and her husband were planning to start their own family. "I know you won't sugarcoat it, Leslie," she started, wide-eyed with excitement, but almost bracing herself. "Just tell me, how hard is it?" I laughed. "Which part?" "All of it," she said, twirling her hand casually in the air. "How hard is it being a mom?" If poor Julie would have visited just a few weeks earlier, I would have excused myself to the bathroom to begin frantically searching for leftover birth control pills to crush and sprinkle in her coffee. Fortunately for her, I was currently of more sound mind. I thought for a minute about how to answer her seemingly innocent question. How could I be honest with my friend without terrifying her? I knew I had the very undeserved power to shape her perspective on a monumental life event, and I wanted to proceed with caution. Should I tell her how it feels to have your nipples sucked raw every 2 hours by a tiny human? Or should I focus on the overwhelming love I feel when my daughter wraps her small hands around my finger? Because it's both. It's a roller coaster ride, punctuated by bursts of complete joy, energy, and overwhelming gratitude, as well as exhaustion, sadness, and irrational fits of mania. It is the best of times and the worst of times. My lovely friend looked at me from across the table, eager for me to lay down the hashtag momlifegauntlet, as she believed only I could do. And I could. I was certain that my stories could have kept Julie chaste for the foreseeable future. In my heart, I knew that my friend was going to be totally screwed. She was a fierce, well-traveled, and incredibly independent woman who had built a hugely successful career as an executive at an athletic wear company. Though I was certain that my loving, kind, and compassionate friend would be the most amazing mother, I also knew that making the transition from boss lady to new mama was going to rock her world in unimaginable ways. So,